This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
The general theme is that it smells of cat wee. We've been going out, we've been sniffing the area, and the main thing I've been doing is I've been out with the people who live nearby, because they can tell me this is the smell you're looking for. I've been out, I've smelt the smell with the residents, and I have then traced it back to where I believe it's coming from.
Well, before that, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being and 10 being how stinky would you say it is?
In my experience, I've looked after quite a lot of sites that smell. I'd say it can be a 7 or an 8 out of 10.
But so that's kind of
less than that.
So an 8 is like
Yeah, an 8 is like, ooh, that is quite a strong smell, yeah.
Where is it coming from, Claire?
Well, we regulate IBC vehicles through, they have an environmental permit, and so obviously I've smelt it downwind of there, and I've never smelt it upwind of there, so I have been to them, and I had all their chimneys, I took all their chimneys apart, and I sniffed every single one of them on the roof.
Sorry, and, Claire, hang on, sorry. You sniffed all their chimneys?
I did, yeah.
I want your job. You've got the coolest job in the world.
It is quite cool, yeah.
So you went literally, you went to all of their chimneys and just went... Oh.
Yeah. And I did find the smell of... The residents say is the cat wee smell coming out of certain ones of the chimneys.
Can you make the noise that you do when you do the sniff? How do you sniff?
No, you just sniff. You don't have to sniff hard. It's so, quite
so
a strong
you,
smell.
You don't go a... You just do a...
Yeah. You want to get an idea of, you know, what people would smell normally. Because people don't go around sniffing. They just smell it when they're just breathing normally, don't they?
So you found... It's coming from stinky chimneys.
Well, yeah, the chimneys, though, I believe... I know the chimneys link to... There's an area in the plant where the vans go along to be spray-painted by robots. And when the paint doesn't hit the van, it falls to the floor and forms this liquid. And I believe it's this liquid that causes the smell.
Okay. Well, what can you do? Are you putting pressure on Vauxhall to sort this out? Because it's making people unhappy, isn't it?
Yeah, we've served an enforcement notice on IBC vehicles back in July. That required them to clean out this area where the liquid collects.
And are they doing it? Are they following this order?
They have taken action to comply with the notice, yes.
Okay.
I think we recognise, though, that more action is needed.
Claire, two final questions, going off on a slight tangent. What's the best smell you've ever smelt and the worst smell?
The best smell?
For me, the best smell is, you know when it rains and there's a newly tarred road? It's the smell of the tar after a rain.
Yeah, I quite like that. Coffee, bread, that kind of thing's quite nice.
And what's the worst smell you smelt, Claire?
Oh, definitely a waste site full of household rubbish that's been there for about 5-6 weeks. It was bad.
Can we book you as our smell correspondent? Because I genuinely think you're fascinating.
Yeah, that'd be cool, yeah.
Nice one, Claire. Thank you very much. Claire Richards from the Environment Agency. More important, she's our smell correspondent.
Across beds, hearts and bucks, this is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.